Hello, hello, and welcome to the Feminine Magnetism Podcast with your host, me, Halai. So, so happy to have you joining in into this space where we talk about all things intuition, alignment, and pleasure power. All the episodes that you're about to listen to are completely unplanned, unedited, and divinely channeled live streams converted into audio for you. So that means that they are a little messy and imperfectly perfect, just as is the magic of the feminine. Hope you enjoy. Okay, so I have this ick with the word manifestation. And I feel like a lot of people who I've worked with, clients, people that follow me, have been in resonance with that as well. And because I find that a lot of people feel the same, that they had this just disconnect from that word because maybe you tried it out and it just didn't work. And maybe you have other friends or people in your life who literally just write something down and it manifests exactly in the textbook way that you learn about manifestation. But honestly, for me, it has never, ever worked out that way. So much that I was like, seriously, fuck that. It's not real. it's such a scam. And I believed that for a while. I actually felt just so against that word, which is why I found myself more in the space of attraction. Because attraction felt more about a connection to vibration and more of like an involvement of me. I get to be a part of this experience. Whereas at least in my head, the way that I had viewed manifestation, it was like this extra thing that you did and then your dreams showed up for you. So you had to have this like super crystal clear vision and then you do all these things and then it shows up. A couple things that didn't work out for me. One, that just never worked. Two, who has the full picture already in my head. Like, here's all the things that I want. And this is what I want it to look like, and this is what I want to feel like, and these are the people that are going to be there. I just don't feel like I was one of those people that had that all identified so that I could manifest it. And I felt so shit about this forever, really, that like, why do I not know what I want? Why do I not have this vision of my desires? Like, when I'm even making a vision board, I remember thinking like, I don't know, I guess I'd be cool to ride a helicopter and, you know, have this romantic yacht date. So I just like was kind of throwing shit out. All of them would be, yeah, I'm down. But I never really truly felt like these are the things that I deeply desire. And I know how to connect with that place in my heart where I can feel it. It's real and it's coming. So because I felt that disconnect, the formula for manifestation just didn't click for me. But honestly, it's only until in more recent years that I've learned that there actually is power in not being so clung on to this vision of like, these are the things that I want. These are the things that are gonna make me happy. This is the vision that I have for my life. Because there is a limitation when we live in that realm of these are all the good things that will make me feel fulfilled. And these are the pieces that's gonna put together this beautiful vision of my life. But there's so much mystery available in not knowing, in being connected to whatever the universe has for me, whatever is meant to be delivered to me, being just so open to the mystery of whatever is potentially possible. And of course, that undertone does exist with manifestation, like this or something better. But simply coming up with the decision and having these identifying things is really challenging for me. And I actually did an interview with somebody a little while ago who is specialized in manifestation. And she was talking about like, well, you know, you can't just wish and dream and vision board your way into what you want. You have to actually put in the work. And I think we've all learned that these days. And something about that comment just still stuck out to me so deeply because the involvement of how manifestation is taught and talked about started out with, from my experience, The Secret, and just this kind of dramatic way of just, You think about it, you wish it, and it comes. And everything is just so magically here, and you just have to ask for it and be a full yes, and it comes. And then we moved into this state of like, all right, guys, that there's more than just wishing and hoping. You have to put in the action and be in alignment, be high vibe. There's all these other things that you have to do in addition to what it is that you want. So this is when the secret started to, the truth behind the secret started to come out, that it's not just wishing and hoping until you receive, but that there is an element of you that's involved, the action that you need to take in this process. And I think that has now been talked about and misconstrued in a way that there is still a lot of hard work. You still got to put in your time. There's still a lot of efforting involved in addition to the vision boards and the dreaming and wishing. And so much to the point that right now, I think we've moved away from this the obsessive hustle culture and, you know, being obsessed with the doing. I think we have slowly transitioned out of that. But now the way that I've been experiencing it and seeing is there's this toxic high vibe culture where, you know, we're not lost in the doing. We're not lost in the hustle culture the same way. We've broken down that paradigm a little bit where you don't necessarily need to be waking up at 5 a.m. and working till the very last second and squeezing in every bit of productivity within your day to maximize yourself. You don't need to do all that. But now what we're talking about is like how high vibe can be. What are all the things that you can do, all the personal development to make you in such a vibe that you are able to manifest the things that you want? And so much that there's actually this like rigidity, this rejection that we feel towards being low vibe, that we need to always be in high vibe, that we're not going to attract unless we're in high vibe. So what can I do to get into high vibe? And again, we've created this new paradigm of things that we have to do and get to this place of high vibe, and essentially negating the place that we're in right now. Like if I'm in a low vibe right now, something is wrong. I need to fix this. This is off. And nothing that I want is going to come to me if I'm in this low vibe. This is the transition that we're making now, but there's still the same toxicity in the doing, but just masked with this spiritual element of be high vibe and put yourself in a high vibe. And if you're not, there's something wrong. And so I want to challenge something new to open up in the way that we move through this journey into purpose and attraction, that perhaps it doesn't need to actually be anything that you do excessively, all this vibe fixing that you need to do, but a deeper, deeper sense of being. So much that the action that you do take doesn't actually feel like work. Isn't you doing your part and putting in your fair share into the process, which I think is the way that it's seen right now, that you gotta, you know, you'll get some things, but you gotta work hard. What if the doing comes from this deep sense of compulsion? And I don't know why I just love that word. I think of like in Vampire Diaries where they compel, the vampires compel the humans to do something and they do the little eye thing. And that's the way that it feels like, that you just have no choice but to do this thing. It's like literally exploding out of you that it is your purpose. That the meaning of purpose is the reason for our existence. And so when we are in alignment with purpose, every action that you take is like this compulsion. I have to do it. I can't not do it. And it hurts more to not do it than it does to do it. It actually flows through me when I'm doing it. And I feel like this does feel like a stretch right now for the world that we're in, because there is still this element of, well, there's things you don't want to, you have to do, but you don't want to do. And sometimes it's hard and you just got to suck it up a little bit and put your time in. That still exists to some degree. But there is this other paradigm where that is possible, where your production comes from this compulsion of service. And then the other part of needing to get yourself in a high vibe to actually attract things, aside from the doing, is creating this wrong, something. There's this rejection of low vibe. And if we're in a low vibe, if we're feeling off, if we're not 100% magnetic, the energy of magnetism, then it's not going to work out. But allowing ourselves to be in low vibe, the low vibe itself is part of you. It is coming from a divine place. It is also part of your alignment. One of my favorite things that I've learned this year specifically is that misalignment is still alignment. And there's been guilt for myself for sure that when I'm, you know, out of alignment, I'm like, oh, what did I do wrong? How did I get here? How did I not notice that I drove myself to misalignment? And there was shame to get myself there. I need to snap back in order to be in service, in order to help clients. I need to be back into alignment. But if we're constantly negating misalignment, we're missing out the lessons and the dialogue that's available in misalignment. What is here? What is the feeling that's coming out that's potentially purging out of your body for good? And once things come out, obviously there's so many layers to it, but once they're out, they are out for good. And so the feelings that come through with misalignment are opportunities for us to purge, to release baggage, to step into a higher level of expansion. And so allowing low vibes to be there, allowing misalignment, whatever that means to you, to be there, that is all godly. That is all in service. And to welcome all of that experience and not to live under the assumption that I will only attract if I'm in a high vibe. That until I fix my vibe, until I get back to that high vibe place, I cannot attract. I cannot get what I want. And the emphasis here is the sensation of, if you're in a low vibe, I need to get back to high vibe. But what if the low vibe is actually a portal to an even higher vibe? And the part of you that's thinking, I need to get back to that. I was doing so good. I was in such a flow. I just need to go back to who I was over there, is actually constricting you. You're actually contracting to an even smaller version of yourself that you have outgrown and that no longer is available for your expansion. That little box that once felt like a mansion is now literally a box. And so through the low vibe, through the purge that comes with the low vibe, that brings this disconnection from your work, that highlights what feels off, through that, if we can transcend that, we open up a gateway of an even higher vibe that is new. That's a whole new, unfamiliar realm of expansion. And so that is available, but it's through the invitation of all pieces of ourselves. So I would encourage you to see kind of where do you feel like your ick is within the manifestation process, or maybe which part of it isn't working for you. If you're in this little hump, if it's, you know, the hustle culture or the high vibe toxicity that's coming up, or this needing to have already figured out all the things that you want. All of that is keeping you into the realm of the known. But there is this whole other realm of complete unfamiliarity that we haven't seen before. This deeper level of beingness that's available. And something, and I mentioned this in my last live, that I am feeling more and more disconnected from the term feminine magnetism. And obviously, there's the feminine is crazy powerful, and this is still a daily practice and in my human self. But there's this spirit self that is beyond masculine and feminine limitations. That is so much more than this or that. It is the all that is. And I can feel myself stepping into that place of stepping into everything, of being everything. Being all-encompassing of all this stuff, which is an invitation for all vibes, which is an allowance of the action that we're taking, the service that we're offering is not for other people. And so this is where my findings with coaching is even starting to unfold. This is all stuff that's coming to me like in these days as I'm sharing it. This is my service. This is my gift. I have to help people. I have to let people reach this awakening and offer them these portals into themselves. But at this moment, a bigger revelation that's coming through is, what if my service is not about other people? What if I can bring this like deep level of service to myself, which naturally is everything and everyone? So when we are in service to ourselves, we are automatically in service to everything, because we are everything. We are connected to everything. We just are all of this. I am all of this space. And if I am dedicated to myself, I am automatically in service to it all. Rather than making it about somebody else, giving our service to something outside and essentially disconnecting ourselves from everything else. So we don't have this experience of oneness when our service is directed outwards. So of course, coaching is still a part of what I do, but what if my service and my purpose and my gift, all these things that we tell ourselves is why we're here, is just about me? It's just meant to be in service to me. And I encourage you to play with that, what that feels like for you. If you are so wholeheartedly, selfishly dedicated to yourself, what would that actually mean to how you experience the world, to the things that you attract, to how fulfilled you feel, to how people and the rest of the world responds back to you? How would that feel if I was wholeheartedly dedicated to myself? My service was to myself. I heard this piece in something that Kyle C. shared in something within his membership, which I highly recommend. Literally, I want everybody to experience his work. I think he's an excellent thought leader right now. But specifically, something he said was that what makes, you know, and for anyone who's a coach or a healer, or in service of others, what makes us believe that we have this secret sauce to save another, that God, universe, isn't able to speak directly to these people, to each individual? Like, why would we need to be, why would I need to be the one to bring an awakening? Why would God not have that accessibility to go directly to each of these humans? And so this has been a really massive shift for me to come to the realization that my job isn't to save anybody else. My job isn't to serve other people, because they can all be in, they can all receive the gifts and the service and the awakenings from the universe on their own. They're all open channels to all of that. And I may offer support, but that is not the purpose of why I'm here. It is so much bigger than that. It is none of that. So reaching this point of like disconnection from what you're doing and what you're getting, and letting that be a sum of your worth, is a gateway into such liberation that truly manifestation feels small. And so I'm curious where this resonates for you, and I really want to hear what questions you have, what maybe is in resistance right now, and what you want to hear more about. Like, I'm curious if there's any questions that come through that will help activate new findings within me.